My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 201, Don't Mess with Zaviera Evans. Zaviera Evans chuckled lightly, her eyes full of coldness. In your eyes, I'm just a plaything. Whatever you tell me to do, I must do, even if it's killing me, I should accept it willingly. You all think Vita Coriel has been wronged, and I should apologize. Mrs. Mamet was somewhat surprised. She didn't expect Zaviera to not be nervous and even dare to retort. You dare to, Mrs. Mamet, I'm not an easy target, I won't let you manipulate me, especially when it's Vita who destroyed Caleb Mamet's medicinal materials, but you always avoid the important things and blame me. Zaviera raised her eyebrows, it seems. Mrs. Mamet really hopes she destroyed Caleb's things, it'd be better if she destroyed Caleb. Since I don't accept your manipulation, that's why you hope we get divorced. Everyone gasped and the whole room went silent. They all knew Mrs. Mamet hated Caleb dearly and wished he were dead. Mrs. Mamet and Sir Mamet arranged for Vita to marry Caleb, just to control him, and it would be best if Caleb was led step by step toward death. However, they all pretended not to know, speaking grandly instead. Was Zaviera insane? Nonsense. Shut up. Mrs. Mamet's face was astonished, then she became furious, roaring loudly. She pointed tremblingly at Zaviera, arrest this bitch. She has no shame. The servants came forward, about to act, when the door slowly opened. Caleb Mamet strode in like a meteor, blocking Zaviera, and looked at Mrs. Mamet with a gloomy gaze. I told you not to provoke Zaviera Evans. Mrs. Mamet, relying on Sir Mamet being present, immediately became more confident and scolded, Caleb. I am your mother. That bitch is just your plaything. I'm just teaching her how to be a qualified daughter-in-law, is that wrong too? Everyone held their breath. Suddenly, Caleb Mamet snickered, Mrs. Mamet, if you think you're too idle, I can let you be busy, like leaving the Mamet family. Mrs. Mamet was trembling all over with anger. Caleb threatened her? He actually opposed her for that bitch Zaviera? You, sob, big brother Caleb, it's all my fault. Vita Coriel sobbed, Mrs. Jenny just wants the best for sob. If I hadn't gone to the Mamet residence to find you, nothing would have happened, I'll leave now, Caleb glanced at Vita Coriel. He waved to Sean Price behind him, who stepped forward with a cold voice, Miss Coriel, the president has already told you not to come to the Mamet residence. Vita Coriel lowered her head with grievances, sobbing softly, Big Brother Caleb, listening to the sound of Vita's crying, Mrs. Mamet's face was ferocious, Caleb, I asked Zaviera to apologize to Vita just to minimize the issue. Their relationship between the Mamet and Coriel families for so many years cannot be broken off because of a woman. Caleb's expression was calm, his eyes cold. Steve Price spoke again, Miss Coriel, please leave. Mrs. Mamet and Sir Mamet's faces were gloomy. Sir Mamet was burning with anger. Caleb was too presumptuous. He roared out angrily, Caleb. Are you insane? Are you going to oppose everyone for a bitch like that? Sir Mamet slammed the table hard, I absolutely disagree. I'll never allow such a shrew to influence the Mamet family. It's her seducing you, letting you hide the Golden River grass, and watching Sir Coryell's illness, but unwilling to take it out. She's utterly ungrateful. Zaviera, Sir really cuts to the point when scolding people. Vita looked pitiful. Big brother Caleb, you don't like me, it's fine. But you can't break off the relationship with the Coryell family for Miss Evans, it will affect your future. Everyone agreed, Miss Evans, you better know your place. You're not worthy to be the hostess of the Mamet family, only a daughter like Miss Coryell is qualified. At this point, do you have any face to entangle with Mr. Mamet? Mrs. Mamet looked triumphant. Caleb, Vita knew you didn't like flowers and plants, so she destroyed those things for your own good. How can you blame her for that? Caleb Mamet sneered, for my sake? I really should thank her. Zaviera. Everyone was silent, and Sir Mamet's face darkened. Caleb, you don't have to let Zaviera apologize, but you must stop the pressure on the Coryell family. Later, you'll know that Vita is the most suitable person for you. That woman is just a plaything, you can play with her, but she can't be the hostess of the Mamet family. Hand over the Golden River grass now, and I can forgive you both. You take her back. Caleb's eyes narrowed. Golden River grass. Now that everyone knew he had Golden River grass, Sir Mamet must have heard it too. So, was such a big fuss today because of wanting the Golden River grass? Chapter 202, Mr. Philip Arrives. Caleb, since you have so many Golden River grasses, giving one to Sir Coryell is no big deal. Saving lives is more important. As soon as Sir Mamet finished speaking, everyone revealed a greedy look. It's the Golden River grass. Caleb has more than 100 of them. There's enough for everyone to have one. They stared at Caleb, while Sir Mamet frowned. Caleb, after all, Sir Coryell has saved me before. Even if you're unhappy, you should give him a Golden River grass. Besides, my health hasn't been good lately. You should give me some as well, so as to fulfill your filial duties. Zaviera sneered in her heart. Sir Mamet had the audacity to say such things. To force Caleb to hand over the Golden River grass, he had gathered a bunch of people to pressure him. Sir Mamet and Mrs. Mamet greedily stared at Caleb. He saw that he was looking coldly at everyone, and spoke indifferently, I don't have any. The atmosphere immediately turned awkward. Sir Mamet glared angrily and stood up abruptly. Caleb, what do you mean? It's rumored outside that you have more than 100 Golden River grasses. If you didn't have them, how could such news spread? I think you're just bewitched by that woman. You don't even listen to me anymore. Mrs. Mamet's face was full of anger. Zaviera, it's all because of Zaviera, she's so insistent on just a few plants. Come on. Kick her out. I don't want to see her anymore. Caleb's expression was cold as he grabbed Zaviera and tried to leave, but Zaviera stopped him. She smiled slightly. Now was not the time to leave, for the real drama was about to begin. At this moment, a servant hurried in. Sir, madam, Mr. Philip from Miracle Dr. St. Hand's side is here. Miracle Dr. St. Hand? Why would Mr. Philip, Miracle Dr. St. Hand's assistant, come to the Mamet old mansion? Everyone's faces were full of disbelief. They rubbed their eyes and clearly saw Mr. Philip slowly approaching. It was indeed Mr. Philip. Over the years, the miracle doctor Saint Hand has been wandering around with Mr. Philip, and many years ago, he saved Sir Drew. They all had seen him before. Although Mr. Philip looked older, his face was rosy and he looked strong and healthy. Sir Mamnet bypassed everyone and quickly walked over, enthusiastically saying, "Mr. Philip, I didn't know you were coming, and I apologize for not being able to welcome you." The miracle doctor Saint Hand had retired many years ago, and no one knew of his whereabouts. There were even rumors that he had passed away. Mr. Philip's sudden appearance could mean that miracle doctor Saint Hand might be in Lebanon too. Caleb looked at Zaviera. Probably only the miracle doctor Saint Hand could cure his poison. And it just so happened that Zio's Philip arrived at the Mamet family. Could it be? Zio's Philip glanced at everyone, eventually landing on Zaviera. He suddenly widened his eyes. "Six," Sir Mamet and Mrs. Mamet hurriedly stepped forward to greet him. "Mr. Philip, please sit down. My visit today concerns the Golden River grass," Zio's Philip sat down and directly stated. "Mr. Mamet has 100 Golden River grasses in his possession. The Golden River grass is extremely precious, but ordinary people can't use it. I'm here to tell you how to use it properly." Mrs. Mamet suddenly had an idea and couldn't help but sigh helplessly. "Mr. Philip, you've also heard that Caleb has the Golden River grass. Now, Sir Coriel is seriously ill and urgently needs the Golden River grass, but my unfilial son refuses to give it. Our Mamet family and the Coriel family have always had a close relationship. However, Caleb was bewitched by that temptress and hid the Golden River grass, watching Sir Coriel suffer from the disease. The head of the Mamet family is so ungrateful. If this news gets out, the entire Mamet family will be affected. That temptress is so ruthless." Vita Coriel sobbed softly. Zio's Philip frowned. How dare they insult Miss Zaviera as vicious in front of him? And still hoping for the Golden River grass. Zio's Philip was here because Mr. Caleb had called him to participate in the play. He cleared his throat. "Since Sir Coriel is in critical condition, it's only right to give the Golden River grass to the Coriel family. Zira, give the Golden River grass to Miss Coriel." Everyone was stunned. Why would Mr. Philip call Zaviera Zira? Then Zaviera looked helpless and spoke softly, "Mr. Philip, the Golden River grass is gone." Vita Coriel gritted her teeth in anger, wishing she could tear Zaviera apart. Wretched woman. Temptress. She must be doing it on purpose. Vita Coriel hid her vicious gaze and pretended to be aggrieved. "Miss Evans, even though I crushed your flowers before, I apologized and paid my dues. You still refuse to forgive me, and even now, you are not considering my grandfather's life or death. Now that even Mr. Philip has spoken, you're still saying you don't have any. Are you really going to just watch my grandfather die right in front of you? How ruthless your heart is. You might as well kill me instead." Chapter 203, She Caused Big Trouble. Sir Mamet frowned and scolded, "How could the Mamet family have a daughter-in-law like you? Hand over the Golden River grass immediately. If anything happens to Sir Coriel, I'll make you pay." Zio's Philip's expression was cold, and he was about to speak. Zaviera Evans took out an exquisite bag and handed it to Zio's Philip with a helpless and bitter expression on her face. Mr. Philip, it's not that I'm being stingy, but the Golden River grass is really G1. It was meant for Caleb Mamet, but now it's all destroyed, and I'm powerless to do anything. Zeus Philip opened the bag and saw a few crushed Golden River grasses in Sita. After that, Xaviera Evans's sad eyes fell on Vita Coriel. Mr. Philip, Caleb Mamet also needs the Golden River grass for treatment no W, but there's not even a single one left. How can I give it to Sir Coriel when they have all been crushed before they could grow? Zeus Philip took out the broken Golden River grass, and everyone clearly saw that it was crushed beyond recognition. His face darkened, destroyed. Who dared to do such a thing? Caleb Mamet hooked the corner of his mouth. He knew very well that Zeus Philip had recognized Xaviera Evans when he entered the door, but he didn't acknowledge it and was acting out the scene with her. Vita Coriel looked at the crushed grass in Zeus Philip's hand and suddenly her heart skipped a beat. Then, Xaviera Evans sighed, Mr. Philip, I planted the Golden River grass in the backyard of the Lowen clubhouse and took great care of it. I never expected that Miss Coriel would barge in with her car and crush it all. At the time, the housekeeper tried to stop her, but Miss Coriel didn't listen. As he knew it was planted by me and deliberately crushed all the Golden River grass, leaving not a single one. If you don't believe me, I can release the surveillance video from the backyard. Vita Coriel shivered, her legs weak. What? Her face was full of disbelief. Xaviera Evans said that she had crushed the Golden River grass. Before she could recover from the shock, Xaviera Evans continued, the Golden River grass is extremely precious, and Miss Coriel refused to compensate me. I was so angry that I had someone smash her car. Yet she still insisted that the grass wasn't valuable and accused me of being vicious. Xaviera Evans spoke slowly, now that all the Golden River grass has been destroyed by Miss Coriel, she has spread a rumor that Caleb Mamet has the Golden River grass. If he can't produce it, he'll be mistakenly accused of being ungrateful. I never knew Miss Coriel was so malicious. Mr. Philip, you must be the judge for us. Everyone was dumbfounded. So, Vita Coriel deliberately destroyed the Golden River grass and spread the false news about Caleb Mamet having it, making it a self-directed and self-performed act. Vita Coriel's legs went weak, and she almost fell. This was slander. How could the plants in the backyard be Golden River grass? Her grandfather had searched for years without finding a single one. Where did Xaviera Evans get the Golden River grass, and there were more than 100 of them? Just as she was about to refute, Zeus Philip slowly spoke, Miss Coriel, you destroyed more than 100 Golden River grasses? Now that there's not even a single one left, what is your intention in forcing Caleb Mamet and Xaviera Evans to hand over the Golden River grass? The environment in the backyard of the Lowen clubhouse is excellent, so I scattered the seeds there and had Xaviera take care of them. They finally germinate, and now they're all gone. Miss Coriel, I hope you can give me an explanation as to why you destroyed the Golden River grass. Vita Coriel's mind went blank, her face pale. It's over. She had caused a huge disaster. Xaviera Evans pouted and mimicked Vita Coriel's tone, Sir Mamet, Mrs. Mamet, originally Caleb Mamet wanted to wait until the Golden River grass matured and give some to both of you, and the relatives and friends of the Mammoth family, to show his filial piety. He never thought of hiding it. But now that the Golden River grass has been crushed by Miss Coriel, you'd auntie hold her responsible but keep pressing Caleb Mammoth to hand over the Golden River grass and want to kick me out of the Mammoth family. I feel so wronged. I've been taking care of the Golden River grass for so long, just to give it to everyone here. It seems that you don't want the Golden River grass and think that Miss Coriel is not wrong. Mr. Philip, you must stand up for me. If my apology could resolve this, I'm willing to apologize. But I want you to prove that it's not that we are unwilling to give the Golden River grass to our elders. Everyone fell silent, staring at Vita Coriel with gritted teeth. More than 100 Golden River grasses were destroyed by this bitch, Vita Coriel. Now the Golden River grass they thought they would have was gone, all because use of this whore, Vita Coriel. Vita Coriel took a few steps back, trembling all over. When Xaviera Evans said that the Golden River grass was originally meant to be shared with everyone present, it ignited the anger of everyone towards her. She destroyed the Golden River grass, and Sir Mammoth and Mrs. Mammoth would no longer support. Chapter 204, Does Vita Coriel Want to Kill and Silence Someone? Xaviera Evans lowered her eyes in sorrow. I heard Sir Coriel is very ill, but I really can't provide even a stalk of Golden River grass, let alone save him. I do bear some responsibility for not guarding the Golden River grass well, but it's really Miss Coriel who destroyed it. Sean Price, with these words, everyone understood that it wasn't Steve Price's ingratitude or refusal to provide Golden River grass, but rather Sir Coriel's beloved granddaughter who had destroyed the medicinal herb. Vita Coriel's face went pale. No, I didn't know those were Golden River grass. She must be framing me, I only crushed some weeds. She's accusing me of destroying the Golden River grass. Xaviera pretended to be frail. Miss Coriel, the Golden River grass was planted by Mr. Philip in the backyard, and I was just helping him take care of it. Are you saying Mr. Philip is lying? If you don't admit it, that's fine. I have surveillance 6 days that Mr. Philip can use to identify whether crushed the Golden River grass or not. Vita Coriel bit her pale lips, her mind blank and her body weak. Everyone stared at Vita Coriel and talked among themselves. Sir Coriel has been searching for Golden River grass for so many years, and now it's all destroyed by his own beloved granddaughter. How ridiculous. How could Miss Coriel not recognize Golden River grass? I heard she's also been helping in the search. There's no way she didn't know. If she recognized it, why did she deliberately crush the Golden River grass? I heard Sir Coriel loved his granddaughter so much, but to think she would be so heartless as to endanger Sir Coriel's life. Xaviera wiped her tears. Caleb, it was Miss Coriel who destroyed the Golden River grass that could save Sir Coriel, and she falsely accused me of not being willing to provide the medicine. She's so desperate to achieve her goal that she disregards the life of her family member. That's just terrifying, Sean Price. Now he finally knew why Steve Price said his wife was amazing and great at pillaying the frail, vulnerable woman who catches the cunning tiger off guard. Her acting skills were a waste if not used for performing on stage. Steve Price probably knew his wife was putting on an act too. Now, Caleb Mammoth spoke slowly, It seems this matter has nothing to do with us. It's Vita Coriel who wanted Sir Coriel to die, so she deliberately destroyed the Golden River grass and tried to pin the blame on you. My poor wife has been wronged. Sean Price, was Steve Price not blushing when lying? Xaviera sobbed, I'm so wronged. I don't understand these wealthy family foodies. I only grieve for the Golden River grass I carefully tended to for so long, only to have it destroyed by someone before it ripened. Poor Sir Coriel is still waiting for the medicine to save his life. Who would have thought his own granddaughter would try to harm him? Shut up. I did not harm my grandfather. Vita Coriel, her eyes full of fear, rushed to Sir Mamet's side and explained excitedly, No. I didn't mean to harm grandfather, Sir Mamet, you know I wouldn't do that. Xaviera is framing me. You must stand up for me. She's going to bring down the Mamet family. Sir Mamet and Mrs. Mamet's faces darkened. They had originally planned to use this opportunity to drive Xaviera out of the Mamet family, but Vita Coriel proved to be incompetent and gave others leverage against her. Now, even if they wanted to speak for Vita Coriel, they had no justification for it. Vita Coriel had offended everyone present. Sir Mamet stood up abruptly, his face gloomy. Xaviera, let's put an end to this matter just this once. But I hope you'll behave and not jeopardize Caleb's future or hurt our Mamet family. Afterward, Sir Mamet left in anger, followed closely by Mrs. Mamet. Caleb calmly said, Sean Price, escort Miss Coriel back home and report XCTLY what happened. Vita Coriel's eyes were wide with terror, and her legs gave out, causing her to kneel on the ground. She cried out with all her remaining strength, No. I didn't. Caleb, brother. You can't tell my grandfather. I really didn't harm him. Although Sir Coriel indeed loved her, but if he knew she was the one who deliberately destroyed the Golden River grass, he would never let her off the hook. She couldn't let this get out. Otherwise, she would be finished. Vita Coriel struggled to get up, her eyes full of resentment as she glared at everyone. None of you can talk. All of you shut up. Xaviera pretended to be frightened and hid behind Caleb. Miss Coriel, are you threatening everyone now? This is a fact, and there's video evidence. Are you going to kill everyone who knows the truth? Everyone gasped. Initially, this was just a private matter between the Mamet and Coriel families. They were merely watching the show, but now Vita Coriel wanted to kill people to silence them. Those who came today were all prominent figures in Lebanon. Vita Coriel was just one of the younger members of the Coriel family, and she dared to threaten them so? Caleb shot a cold glance at Vita Coriel before leaving with Xaviera. Sean Price approached Vita Coriel and said indifferently, Miss Coriel, my wife and the president are a loving couple. You're just an outsider, so don't presume me to interfere with their relationship. This warning is just for you, if you try framing my the Coriel family will vanish from Lebanon wife again. Chapter 205, Caleb Mamet's gift at this moment. Vita Coriel lay powerless on the ground, full of resentment and grievance. How could it be? She was actually counterattacked by Xaviera Evans. Xaviera returned to Lowen Clubhouse and went upstairs to rest. Steve Price had a smile on his face, Boss, that, Caleb Mamet took off his coat, looking at him with interest. Steve Price, boss, your wife looks very tired today. As her husband, you show old take this opportunity to give her warmth and care. Butler, Dot. What does this kid Steve Price know? He still dares to teach. At this time, Sean Price and the butler hid in the corner, quietly listening to the wall root. Steve Price took out a book with the title How to Make a Woman Fall in Love with You. He flipped open the book, pointed to a paragraph and said, "It says in the bouquet that this is the time when women are most easily touched. You should take this opportunity to give your wife clothes and jewelry. She will definitely be very happy." Sean Price, Steve Price is teaching the boss how to fall in love? But he himself hasn't even been in a relationship before. Caleb Mamet glanced at the book, and it did say that. Buying jewelry and clothes? A great idea. Women love these things. Caleb didn't say anything but called the person in charge of a clothing brand. Seeing him go upstairs without a word, Steve Price had a helpless look on his face. Boss. You're too stingy. If you don't even buy clothes for your wife, you'll forever be a dog man in her heart. Forget it, if you don't want to give it, that's fine. But as your assistant, I have to help you out. The next day, when Xaviera came back from work, she saw a pile of exquisite gift boxes in her view. These gift boxes were all decorated with butterfly knots. Just as she was about to leave, Steve Price came trotting over with a flattering smile on his face. "Madam, these are all gifts from the boss." Xaviera, from Caleb Mamet, Steve Price's smile was malicious. He was sure that his wife would definitely like what he had prepared and would definitely be touched. Xaviera frowned. What did Steve Price's expression mean? Was she sure there wasn't a bomb in this gift box? "Wife, open it and have a look." Xaviera hesitated. Was this really sent by Caleb? Suddenly, she became curious. What kind of gift could Caleb Mamet give her? Xaviera opened the gift box, and when she saw the contents clearly, "What is this?" Her face turned red, and she closed the box sharply, her fingers trembling. A set of black pajamas, but the fabric was transparent gauze, which couldn't see over the body at all. Caleb Mamet gave her this. Unexpectedly, the dog man was this kind of person, so shameless. Xaviera forced herself to calm down, coldly looked at Steve Price. "Are you sorry? This is from Caleb Mamet." Steve Price nodded his head somewhat guiltily. "Yes, yes, madam. I'll take it to your bedroom for you." Xaviera recalled the rumors about Caleb Mamet in the outside world, saying that he was cold, hearted, domineering, and not interested in women. But such a Caleb Mamet sent her a pajama that couldn't cover her body at all. Xaviera felt weak in her legs. She had no mood to listen to what Steve Price was saying. She leaned on the railing and went upstairs. Steve Price watched Xaviera's back, his face full of puzzlement. The butler approached and asked, "The gift is from you, right?" Steve Price was startled. "Yes, it's me. What's wrong?" "Madam must be very happy. It's just that she's not good at expressing it in front of me." The butler gave a slight smile. "I didn't see Madam being happy. On the contrary, she seemed a bit angry." Steve Price gasped, "It's over, I might have caused trouble this time." Butler. He was curious about what Steve Price had sent. On the other side, after going upstairs, Xaviera rushed straight into the bathroom and washed her face with cold water, finally calming down after a while. She sat on the bed, opened the gift boxes, and took out all the gifts other than the pajamas. There were also some underwear and skirts. Without exception, they were all provocative in style. Xaviera could see at a glance that these clothes were of high value and were indeed in the style of Caleb Mame. Chapter 206, Who is His Wife? Caleb wanted her to wear something like this? Oh, was he seriously sick? Xaviera Evans felt conflicted but couldn't help but make a call to Caleb. At the Mammoth Corporation, Caleb was lazily leaning on the couch, holding his mobile phone, his voice indifferent, work an extra shift in the next few days and design several outfits. The woman hurriedly asked, "Caleb, what kind of dresses do you need? Is it for attending some event?" "It's not for me to wear, but for a woman. I'll send her measurements." Caleb said thoughtfully, "Four sets for each season, and deliver them by next week." The woman gasped and smiled awkwardly, "Caleb, a total of 16 gowns is a lot. I might not even be able to finish the sketches, let alone make the final product. Custom-made dresses have to be handmade, so they take a long time. I really don't think I can finish these within that short period of time. If you can't do it, there's no reason for me to continue investing in you." Caleb didn't want to listen to any more of her excuses. On the other end of the phone, designer Zara Woods bit her lip and forced a smile, "All right. I'll do my best." Zara tested the waters, "Caleb, is this lady your? I just want to know her age, so the style of the dress will be tailored according to her age." So, Caleb was about to hang up the phone but answered calmly, "She's my wife." Zara's breathing hitched, her voice trembling, "You got married? I thought you had no interest in women? And why didn't you tell me when you got married? I would have liked to attend." Caleb frowned slightly, clearly getting annoyed. Zara laughed, "Now that I know it's for your wife, I'll keep that in mind. I promise to complete the task. Plus, I'm going to return to China soon. I want to have a meal with you since we haven't seen each other for a long time. Caleb, is that okay? You can bring your sister-in-law too. I really want to see who is so lucky." After saying that, there was a moment of silence on the line, making Zara extremely embarrassed. Caleb seemed busy, but just impatiently responded, "We'll see." The call mercilessly ended, leaving Zara's face darkened. Unexpectedly, Caleb had married quietly. There had always been rumors about his refusal to get involved with women, and indeed, he had no scandals. That's why Zara had always believed that she was special. After all, they had been childhood playmates. Their families were well matched, and they used to dine together frequently, which is why she had casually called him Caleb. Since they were childhood friends, Caleb didn't hesitate to invest in Zara's fashion studio. She was good at maintaining her boundaries, referring to herself as Caleb's close friend in public. She also often accompanied him to events. She was the only woman who could stay by his side all these years. She had originally thought that when it was time to get married, Caleb would marry her. But now, he had married someone else. Which bitch had seduced Caleb? Zara's face darkened, and she picked up her phone to make a call. Her tone was soft, "Jake, how come I didn't know that Caleb got married? He just told me, and he wants me to design dresses for Mrs. Mamet. How come I didn't hear anything about him dating before?" The person on the other end sounded surprised. "Who? Caleb? I don't know either," Zara said helplessly. "Such a big event like a wedding, and he didn't even tell us." Caleb not informing everyone about his wedding might be because he doesn't like the woman. It could be that his family pushed him too hard, so he just picked a random woman to please the elders. They might even divorce someday, the other person reasoned. Zara said happily, "That's true. But it seems like Caleb is good to her. He even asked me to design dresses for Mrs. Mamet specifically. 16 dresses all at once." After exchanging a few pleasantries with the man, she hung up the phone. Since none of Caleb's friends knew about the wedding, it meant that he wasn't satisfied with his wife, and that was why there was no wedding ceremony. Since Caleb didn't like her, Zara was confident that she could drive that woman away. Chapter 207, Knowing a Person's Face. But not their heart, the Mamet Corporation. Sean Price entered. "Mr. Caleb Mamet, Mrs. Evans called me while you were on the phone earlier." He paused, handed his cell phone to Caleb Mamet, and said awkwardly, "She said, she received your gift." Sean Price was well aware that the gift was sent on behalf of Mr. Caleb Mamet by his brother Steve Price, but he had no idea what it was that had caused Mrs. Evans to suddenly call. Caleb Mamet hesitated for a moment and took the phone from Sean Price, who then tactfully retreated out of the room. "Hello." Xaviera Evans's voice trembled slightly. "Did you send those things?" Caleb Mamet had just ordered the gown and it couldn't have been delivered so quickly, so it couldn't be the gown. He thought about it for a moment and suddenly remembered that a clothing brand had been talking to the Mamet Group about business. They had sent a few new women's garments, all custom made according to Xaviera Evans's measurements. "It must be those clothes," Caleb Mamet said casually. "They were sent by a clothing brand, made to your measurements. They're probably not as good as your own designs, but you'll have to put up with them." "Xaviera Evans, I don't design this kind of seductive sleepwear." She turned her head to look at the gauzy garments on the bed and sighed. "Let me ask again, are you sure you sent them?" Caleb Mamet curved a corner of his lips. "Yes, don't you like it?" The shameless man. "What kind of clothes are these?" "These are clearly just a few pieces of gauze. It's like wearing nothing at all." Caleb Mamet suddenly remembered what Steve Price had said about not hiding the good deeds and letting his wife know. He was silent for a while and smiled slightly. "I actually helped design a few of the pieces myself. I think you'll look stunning in them." Xaviera Evans was dumbfounded. She never knew Caleb Mamet could be so open, even helping to design such clothes. Thinking of Caleb Mamet's cold face as he discussed the details of the clothes with the designers, has the dignified president of the Mamet Group really abandoned his face? Xaviera Evans took a deep breath and forced herself to calm down. "Caleb Mamet, do you really want me to wear them?" Caleb Mamet picked up the coffee on the table, turned on his computer, and focused his gaze, saying casually, "Yeah, I'll be going on a business trip in a few days, and you'll come along. We can take a break and treat it as a vacation, and then bring some of these new clothes." Xaviera Evans is a well-known designer, so she can check the quality and discuss the design details, as well as select some clothes she likes. Xaviera Evans. This shameless man. He wants her to take these clothes on vacation? He's so brazen. Dare to play such games outside. He might have done this with other women already. Xaviera Evans was burning with anger and roared, "Shameless. You dog of a man." She angrily hung up the phone. Caleb Mamet looked innocent and perplexed holding the phone. Was it the clothes that didn't look good? After all, Xaviera Evans is a renowned designer, and her standards are high, but it shouldn't make her so angry, right? Low in Clubhouse. Xaviera Evans lay in bed, trying to regain her composure. The clothes had long been put away, but the images lingered in her mind. He has finally revealed his true colors. Beast. Turns out he's into this kind of excitement. People do change. Xaviera Evans tossed and turned, her heart in turmoil. Suddenly, she realized that Caleb Mamet had sent those clothes because he wanted to engage in intimate activities with her. When she kisses Caleb Mamet, her sense of taste returns temporarily. But what if she wants to regain it completely? Would that require such means? Xaviera Evans thought she might as well give it a try. But those clothes were too humiliating. Xaviera Evans got up, opened the gift box, and took out a revealing skirt. "Calm, stay calm." She blushed as she took the skirt into the bathroom. Caleb Mamet hurried home. At this time, Sean Price received a call from the clothing brand, "Special Assistant Price, I'm truly sorry, but those clothes will be sent a bit later. I hope Mr. Caleb Mamet won't mind." After hanging up, Sean Price hurried upstairs to find Caleb Mamet, only to find out he had already left. It wasn't a big deal after all, just some clothes. The CEO probably wouldn't care. Chapter 208, Caleb Mamet really has no shame. Although Xaviera Evans and Caleb Mamet don't sleep in the same bedroom, the second floor is their private space, an area where no one would disturb them. At this moment, Xaviera tiptoed into Caleb's bedroom, pushed open the bathroom door, and shyly checked her reflection in the mirror. Can this even be called clothing? There is hardly any fabric, and what little there is, happens to be transparent. She could feel her nose bleed just by looking, not knowing what Caleb's opinion would be. She was breathing heavily, and after thinking for a moment, she dashed from the bathroom straight into the bed, covering her alluring body with the bedsheet. Elsewhere, Caleb's car slowed to a stop. He wore a serious expression on his face. "Where is my?" he asked wife. Steve Price felt a pang of panic. The thought of insufficient salary filled his head. He only did what he did for the boss's benefit. Upon hearing the boss's voice, he walked over in a daze, his voice shaking as he said, "Your wife?" She went into the bedroom. Caleb nodded, about to leave. Steve rushed over, his face filled with guilt, "Boss. I've been with you for so long, always dutiful and dedicated, everything is for your sake. If I have offended you in any way, please spare my life." Caleb. Did Steve lose his mind? Caleb ignored Steve and walked upstairs. He noticed someone had been in his room immediately after he entered, which made him frown. Not even the servants, let alone Steve, who's been with him all the time, should enter his room uninvited. Who was so audacious? His eyes turned cold. He removed his coat and walked in. Upon seeing the scene inside, his eyes widened in surprise, but before he entered. Under the covers, Xaviera was keyed up, her heart pounding. Caleb was about to return. What should she do? How would he react to seeing her in this state when he entered? She could be the first one to speak. Have you been wanting this for a while so you bought such embarrassing clothing? Or feign meekness, Caleb, you are terrible. Do you like seeing me in this? This is so embarrassing. The footfalls outside got increasingly closer, and Xaviera felt like her heart was about to jump out. Never mind, she wasn't going to do it. Suddenly initiating something like this was too strange. They needed more time to develop feelings. Xaviera shook her head. She must be going mad, considering selling her body just to regain her sense of taste. No matter what, Caleb was her senior fellow. After 10 years of friendship, he suddenly became her husband. Wanting to do such a shameful thing was difficult for her to accept at once. Xaviera regretted her decision and hastily stood up, intending to return to the bathroom to change. At that moment, someone opened the bedroom door. Xaviera froze, looking up at the man before her. She stood there, her face a picture of confusion, wishing she could disappear into a crack in the floor. Caleb knew there was someone in his room, and the only one bold enough to enter was probably Xaviera, so he had no reservations and walked in directly. However, he had not expected to see such a beautiful sight in the bedroom. A thump resonated in Caleb's chest. Xaviera was wearing nothing but the thin, white dress, almost all her body veiled out at display. Her stunning figure left Caleb with an impulse he's never felt before, with his blood boiling, clamoring within him. Had she gone mad? The man swallowed his saliva, quickly shutting the door, his voice hoarse, "Xaviera, you," covering the important parts of her body. Xaviera was constantly backing away, yells at him, "Caleb. How could you buy this sort of clothes for me? You are so shameless. I thought you were innocent. I guess appearances can be deceiving." "Caleb, what? He bought it? When did he ever buy such a thing for Xaviera?" At that moment, the image of the bizarre Steve Price and his guilty face suddenly surfaced in Caleb's mind. Oh, it seems Steve did it. With a smirk, the man walked toward Xaviera slowly, circled his arm around her back, then sliding it down her waist. His voice was full of pleasure. Good looking. Xaviera's lips twitched. She stammered, Caleb, how could you buy such clothes? Shameless, pulling her into his arms. His body was hot, and his voice carried a bit of charm. What's there to be embarrassed about? We're husband and wife, it's only natural. Chapter 209, Concealing the Illness and Shunning. The doctor Xaviera Evans blushed deeply, shyly lowering her head. But, she thought, she had resolved to seduce him anyway. She had even dressed for it, so what was she being shy for? For the sake of regaining her sense of taste, she had to put herself out there. Mentally prepared, she put her hands on Caleb Mamet's shoulders. "Caleb, we..." Before she could finish her sentence, Caleb carried her directly to the bed. The gentle kiss landed on her body, sending shivers down her spine. Xaviera's thoughts scattered, her heart pounded away, and she began to tremble with nervousness. They were husband and wife, this was inevitable, why was she so nervous? It was a great opportunity to regain her taste sensation. Consoled by this thought, Xaviera took the initiative and wrapped her arms around his neck, responding passionately. The man stiffened, his body was hotter than ever, she was irresistible to him, dressed as she was, and so proactive. Caleb's deep-set eyes were inscrutable, pleased. He turned a heated gaze on her. Xaviera was supposedly taking the initiative just to regain her sense of taste and did not really want to sleep with him. Caleb's gaze gradually cleared, he ended the lingering kiss, his voice raspy, "Xaviera." Xaviera slowly opened her cloudy eyes and quietly responded, "What is it?" Their bodies pressed together tightly. Although he was feverish, he did not make another move. The man chuckled lightly, drew closer, and gently kissed her forehead, tenderly asking, "Do you want to?" A blush spread to every corner of Xaviera's face, she lowered her head, refusing to meet his gaze. But really, did he have to ask? She'd already been so forward. "Mrs. Mamet." Caleb spoke again, his voice alluring. Xaviera stammered, I, you want me?" Caleb let out scorching breath. Xaviera nodded, licking her lips, "Yes, don't ask any more, it's too embarrassing." Asterisk who'd expect Caleb to chuckle lightly, suddenly rose from the bed and stated unhurriedly, "Keep wanting." She wanted to regain her sense of taste, he did not need to be used by her, he would wait until Xaviera is ready. Caleb strode into the bathroom and shut the door with a bang. Xaviera propped herself up on the bed, a look of utter surprise on her face. What on earth was Caleb thinking? Was he playing with me? A bewildered Xaviera lay on the bed, filled with resentment. Then suddenly, she remembered something and gasped for breath. Could it be that Caleb was incapable? The next morning, Xaviera woke up having drifted to sleep somehow. Caleb had already gone to work by the time she woke up. This was her first time sleeping in Caleb's bedroom. There were no clothes of hers in the room, so she had a maid bring some over. After freshening up, she headed straight to the medical facility at the Lowen Clubhouse. "Madam, why are you going to the medical facility?" Steve Price rushed to catch up with her. Starting from last night, Steve and the housekeeper began exchanging gossip. Madam and the president had spent the night in the same room. This morning, the madam had asked the maid to deliver clothes over and she even took a bath. They did it. Most importantly, Steve noticed that madam was walking somewhat oddly today, as if she was exhausted. The president had finally got his hands on her. But, unexpectedly, madam headed for the medical facility right after she left the house, prompting Steve to rush and ask what was going on. Xaviera wrinkled her eyebrows, helpless and frustrated. What else could she do? She couldn't just watch Caleb's suffering. Of course she couldn't tell anyone that a man was unable. For a prideful man like Caleb, hiding his ailment could only worsen his condition. Such a matter was probably only known to Caleb himself. Not even Steve could be told, and naturally, she couldn't discuss it with others either. So, after some thought, she kept her explanation simple. I wanted to make Caleb some tonic soup. Steve was dumbfounded, his eyes wide in disbelief. It looked like Madam was not satisfied with the president's performance, so she wanted to make him some restorative soup to help him recover his strength. What the hell? As Steve watched Zaviro walk away, dumbfounded, he turned to see Caleb standing behind him. Caleb, dressed in his workout clothes, a thin sweat on his forehead, seemed somewhat puzzled. She went to the medical facility. Chapter 210, Caleb Mamet's friend Steve. Price looked tense, cautiously asked, CEO, you and your wife last night? Caleb Mamet smiled slightly, yes, that dress was given by you. Looking at the man's smile, Steve Price felt goosebumps, trembling in fear, CEO, I did all this for your own good. Consider my loyalty, please let me off this time, you have good taste, I won't deduct your salary. Caleb Mamet raised his eyebrows, his eyes filled with a hint of amusement. Steve Price, not deducting it? It seemed that the CEO was very satisfied with his gift. Upon hearing this, Steve Price breathed a sigh of relief, his mouth running away, excitedly saying, CEO, I'm glad you like it, but it's useless if you like it. Your wife is very dissatisfied with your skills, and it's a shame about the sleepwear I prepared. The atmosphere suddenly turned awkward. Caleb Mamet's eyes were filled with danger. In Mrs. Mamet's eyes, was he really not good enough despite pulling back at the last minute last night? Caleb Mamet sneered coldly, looking at Steve Price lightly, if you don't want the salary, I'll grant your wish. Steve Price. He was just quoting his wife's words, it wasn't like he said it himself. Why was his salary being deducted again? For the next few days, every time Zaviera Evans saw Caleb Mamet, she couldn't help but think about his can't-do-it incident. She had gone all out that day, but Caleb Mamet still couldn't do it. She was too embarrassed to see Caleb Mamet, so she worked overtime at school every day and went straight upstairs when she got home, avoiding meeting Caleb Mamet. Steve Price was anxious like ants on a hot pot, wishing he could take Caleb Mamet for treatment immediately. He racked his brain but couldn't come up with a solution. At this time, the butler entered, the gift dress the CEO ordered for his wife has arrived, and Miss Woods is already outside. Steve Price slapped his thigh, yes, there's the gift dress. That's the CEO's gift for his wife. Zara Woods's designed dresses were luxury items. Just one cost over $100,000, and getting one was not guaranteed. But this time, there were 16 dresses. Zara Woods was nothing compared to Lahill, but she was still a well-known designer. Surprisingly, she was personally delivering the dresses. Zaviera Evans saw two cars parked outside, and the butler went out to greet them, looking very respectful. Miss Woods, please come in. Zara Woods replied generously, I didn't call before coming, Caleb wouldn't be upset, would he? Not at all, the CEO must be delighted to have you. The butler quickly ushered her into the house. Zara Woods spoke sweetly, Butler, it's been a long time. I've been too busy abroad to come back and visit. Suddenly, she remembered something. I heard Caleb got married. I haven't met Mrs. Mamet yet. Is she at home? I should greet her. The butler replied, she's upstairs. At this moment, Zaviera Evans slowly came downstairs. As soon as Zara Wood saw her, she reached out her hand warmly, you're Mrs. Mamet? My name is Zara Woods, and I'm an old friend of Caleb. Zaviera Evans nodded and politely extended her hand. Steve Price whispered, Mrs. Mamet, Miss Woods, and the CEO are good friends. She's very gentle. Sean Price murmured an introduction, Miss Woods is the third Miss of the Woods family, currently a designer at the CEO's invested studio overseas. Although the CEO and Miss Woods were childhood playmates, they can't be considered particularly close, just ordinary friends. Zaviera Evans nodded, now understanding who Zara Woods was. Seeing Zara Woods's politeness, Zaviera Evans also smiled, Miss Woods, hello. Oh yes, Zaviera, Caleb ordered a gift dress for you. Do you like it? Zara Woods held Zaviera Evans's hand, smiling broadly. Zaviera Evans glanced at their clasped hands, murmuring, "Hum." Zara Woods ordered the dress to be brought in, hanging it on a coat hanger. Under the lights, it was extremely eye-catching when Caleb asked me to design the gift dress, he said to have 16 of them ready within a week. I didn't understand why he was in such a hurry. It turned out he wanted to give you a gift. Quick, see if you like these dresses. After seeing the dresses, Zaviera Evans's face turned cold.